Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, June the 14th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We've got a lot to do today. We're going to have Tyler Vissen from Jinx Inc. Realty on with us for you outdoorsmen and women. Getting you ready for that. Certainly looking forward to that. 8:05 this morning. We're going to review the U.S. Open first round. What a great first round it was. We have Justin Rose shooting 65, a one-shot lead over the likes of Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, Louis Oosthuizen, Aaron Wise at 4 under par, 2 shots back. Piercy, Lashley, Straka. No, there's a Piercy and Lashley. Straka, Grillo, McIlroy, Woodland, Chesrevy, all those guys at 3 under par. We'll talk about that. Tiger Woods shoots 1 over par. We'll tell you where he stands in that leaderboard. 1 under par, I should say. 1 under par, tied for 28th. We'll tell you where he stands in the leaderboard and his tee times and all that today. Get you the local guys like Kyle Stanley and get you some other big stories. I know where Phil Mickelson shot 1 over par. Stanley at even par, by the way. And we'll get you a whole leaderboard. Spieth 1 over par and ripping his caddy and blaming bounces and just weak. We'll talk all that. U.S. Open Pebble Beach and the TV coverage and setting up the weekend. So obviously a lot of U.S. Open talk today. NBA Finals, in case you did not stay up and see it last night, the Toronto Raptors. Or actually, I didn't know who's playing. I know North was playing Town, or The Town. But North was playing The Town last night, and North won 114-110. Mr. Orr 25, I don't know if you know this, but in the state of South Carolina, Central South Carolina is right here in the north of South Carolina, and North South Carolina is in the central south part of South Carolina. Anyway, so it might have been North High School beating The Town last night. 114-110. Klay Thompson with the Golden State leading. Klay Thompson tears his ACL. But what a nightmare finish that was for Golden State, going 0-3 at home in the finals. Speaking of home field advantage, we'll talk about that. Is it still a big deal? In professional sports, it doesn't seem to be the case. It looks like to me that we saw the Chiefs lose at home in the NFL playoffs to the Patriots and the Stanley Cup. We saw the St. Louis Blues go to Boston and win 2 games of the series, including the deciding game seven, I should say. And then last night, Toronto wins at Golden State. They go 3-0 at Golden State. Golden State won 2 of the 3 at Toronto. So the home team only won 1 game in the series. So we'll talk about that home field advantage and what sports is a big deal, what sports is not a big deal. Get to that a little bit today. I watched some women's soccer yesterday. I have a thought or two about that coming up. We have Major League Baseball from yesterday, heading to a big weekend of Major League Baseball. And a big, certainly a, you'll see a bunch of Father's Day stuff in Major League Baseball. Thank goodness that Father's Day is this Sunday. Braves, keep it going. Got a great win yesterday. Short turnaround. Beat the Pirates 6-5. Braves have now won 7 in a row. Twins doubled up the Mariners 10-5. Blue Jays down the O's 12-3. It was the D-backs shutting out the Nats 5-0. Angels, the Halos, beating the Rays 5-3. You know, I said there's no crying in baseball, no tying in baseball. Well, the Mets and Cardinals are tied right now, 4-4, suspended with rain in the ninth inning, 4-4 there. Red Sox squeaked by the Rangers 7-6. Royals over the Tigers, a touchdown to a field goal. White Sox beat the Yankees 5-4. Rockies over the Padres 9-6. And the Dodgers over the Cubs 7-3. As far as the standings in Major League Baseball, we do this now for, not every day, but we still do. Yankees a half game up on the Rays, and the Braves a game and a half lead now over the Phillies. And as far as Major League Baseball's winning streak is concerned, the Braves have the best winning streak in all of Major League Baseball with that 7 games at this point. College World Series this weekend. We gave it early in the week what the matchups will be. We'll go ahead and give you that one a little bit later on as well. And just a lot of things, some Dabo Swinney news yesterday with the prospects and the final day of camp, some wrapping up those things. We'll get those things to you coming up as well. So as you can tell, a lot to do here on a Friday. Getting you ready for the weekend. The guy's going to have a wonderful weekend. The old Tomcat, the old fiance's out of town. The guy with Tomcatting around over there, little kegs and eggs this morning later. Producer, show, engineer, show, the Orr that serves the pop, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world. Number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, bo!
Buenos dias, amigo. How are you?
Oh, si, si, si. Oh, muy bueno, muy bueno.
Lovely Friday show, it sounds like we have on deck for the people out there.
You know why it's lovely?
Why is that?
Can I throw away humility just for a second?
Oh, please.
Now, I wasn't right about everything with the U.S. Open. But, first of all, did I tell you that with the benign weather conditions, well, I said we'll have over 40 players at even par or better, 57 players at even par or better, 39 players under par. And that's not easy. I mean, it's not hard picking Justin Rose and Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele. How about Louis Oosthuizen? Great pick right off the bat. So we'll get it. How about me telling you Gary Woodland has a chance, top 10 so far. Anyway, I can tell you, as I told you before the show started, one of three players are going to win the U.S. Open this year. You want them now?
No, second segment.
Okay. Oh, second segment.
Yeah, I watched a lot of U.S. Open yesterday, not to talk about it today.
Okay, but before I just had just one question for you. What did you think of Pebble Beach? That's really your first exposure to Pebble Beach, because you don't watch the clam bake.
No. It looks like a bit of a goat track, but it's not bad. You got a couple of nice views out over to the Pacific there, and it's lovely. Right. It's really not bad. No, it's obviously a beautiful course. The views are striking and gorgeous. That seventh hole par three right in the ocean there. What is it, 108 yards or whatever it is?
Yeah.
It's cool. It is a very, very cool course. It's not Augusta.
No.
It's not, for me, St. Andrews. It's not that quite that level, but it is certainly,
it's St. Andrews.
Certainly up there.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. All right, so we're going to talk about that coming up in segment two. Can't wait. You, my friend, what you do yesterday, I have a feeling, but just walk me through the day.
Yeah, we left here yesterday morning and went home and spent some quality time with the old puppy and walked him around and had ourselves a wonderful morning. And we waited around, essentially. Waited and finally decided it was time to turn on the U.S. Open. And we sat on that couch and watched a ton of U.S. Open yesterday. We did that, and then every once in a while got up and did a little jaunt around the block just to loosen the legs a little bit and not feel like a terrible human being. and then replace ourselves right back in the indentation on the couch. How about you?
All right, let me see here. Left here, did a bunch of chores around the house. Went to lunch with the fellas.
What was special today, yesterday?
A Western chicken sandwich.
Now we're talking.
Grilled chicken, cheese, tomatoes, onions, and a onion ring.
A onion ring?
Yeah, an onion ring.
Just the one?
Yeah, on the sandwich. So it was good. Now, and a salad, of course. And then came home, went and hit balls for a little bit, a couple hours in there, came back home.
I thought you were going to play yesterday.
Veged out. Nah, just hit balls. Playing today. Just hit balls. And then came home, taped everything, and just kind of, you know what, taping got pretty cool because I fast forward to see anything but, I mean, all of Spieth, Tiger, Justin Rose, Brooks Koepka, see all those shots. So that was cool. So that, you know, just sitting around just doing that. And then keeping up with Little Man on FaceTime and all that kind of stuff, which is really cool.
Well, I know you stayed up last night to watch the NBA final.
I actually watched a little bit of the first half and a little bit of the third quarter and just couldn't. My eyes were so stinking heavy. It was a chore to do it. But Toronto was up when I fell asleep. But Golden State took the lead in the fourth quarter, and Klay Thompson tore his ACL. Is that the end for Golden State? KD's gone. He's going to be a free agent and go somewhere.
Well, KD has a torn Achilles right now.
Yep.
And he's going to be a free agent.
Right.
Klay Thompson has a torn ACL.
Right.
And I believe he's going to be a free agent.
That was it. Hey, I got some good news, though, for Golden State fans.
Yep.
Now, Steve Kerr, who? Kerr can, you know how like in hockey they say, well, when you get beat, you can get your golf clubs out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Kerr can get back to tweeting about Donald Trump. That's good.
There you go.
It works out really good.
There you
for
go.
Him.
Yeah. Have a good time with that.
North beat town last night.
North beat the town. Yeah.
You were disappointed in the end.
Oh, crap, man. I just wanted to watch it just to say I watched a little bit of it and have it there. And I turned it on with like 9 seconds left, and it took every bit of...
You watched 9 seconds of the game to say you watched it.
Of 15 minutes.
Right.
Well, it was a huge time contribution on my part.
Right.
And commitment on my part.
Right.
To sit there and go through what I had to go through at the end of that game. It was miserable.
Then you had... I think you make a great point about the difference in the Stanley Cup compared to the other three major sports leagues that we watch about how they present the trophy.
Baseball doesn't give it to the owner, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. I don't know why they do it, and it struck me last night, I guess just because I had just watched the Stanley Cup and the captain gets the cup first and the players celebrate. Adam Silver gets out there and makes his little speech, says, congrats to Toronto, you are champions, picks up the trophy and hands it to some old white guy that I don't know who he is, who's the owner of the Toronto Raptors. And his team is around him, and he's celebrating like he was out there sinking free throws into that game to ice it.
But they do that in Major League Baseball, in the NFL.
Stupid.
NBA.
Absolutely stupid.
You want to give it to the players first.
The ones that won it, yes.
Right.
You'll get your day with the trophy, and you can be excited and parade it around, but come on now.
It's kind of like when somebody comes in and calls in the show and says, Zach, Mickey, you guys are awesome. And the upper manager comes in and says, yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are awesome.
It is just like that. It is just like that.
I got a little bone to pick with you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
At lunch yesterday.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, we got about 50 TVs in there.
50?
Yeah.
Eating your Western sandwich. A little barbecue sauce in there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. A little cheese.
A little cheese never hurt anybody.
A little cheese. I watch the Women's World Cup.
World Cup goes to the players. Yeah.
Yeah.
You watch Women's World Cup. You watched Brazil and Australia yesterday.
Yeah.
Couple
bad calls in there.
Couple of tough calls in there.
Yeah. And then I watched, who else played yesterday? There's several games on yesterday.
I don't know.
Third world country, you know. Can't pronounce them. Anyway.
Dang.
So later in the show,
dang,
I have some bones to pick with you about the event that you're so fired up for. You're not going to like me today, man. You're going to hate me today. We're not going to speak
third world countries. China and Russia played yesterday.
Yeah. That's when I watched. That's it. China and Russia.
1-0 China.
Yeah. So that was good. But I have some thoughts on that.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to talk some Women's World Cup.
I am as well. What you got this weekend? You got the old lady, as you call her, is out of town.
Yeah.
So you're going to be a tomcatting around out there,
No, tomcatting.
Just hitting all the old local watering holes, stopping by the spirit shop, partaking.
No, I won't be doing any of that. I have to do a couple of errands today, and then I have to go over, I am going over to the wonderful and beautiful body of water known as Lake Kiwi, and I'm jumping on a jet ski or two this afternoon.
Let me get one of them invites. Never get an invite over there, man. The only time I got an invite, you're so hammered you needed a ride home, and someone else gave you one. You said, no, sorry, Caleb's here or something. That's the only invite.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was about 2 summers ago. You called me up. It was I knew you were hammered because it was about 11 o'clock at night, and he said, come on out. And I was like, no, you didn't call. He said, come on out. It was 11 o'clock, and I was like, nah, man. I said, you need a ride home. He goes, no, Caleb hadn't had anything to drink. I was like, all right, well, I would have come had you needed a ride.
I was inviting you to come out.
Yeah, but you can't do it at 11 o'clock at night.
Sure you can.
I mean, you can, but you knew that wasn't going to happen. So anyway.
I'm sorry you've been holding on to that for 2 years.
Yeah, it's the only invite you've ever given me. So I do have to hang on to that. All right, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back. So in segment two, you say U.S. Open?
U.S. Open, man. I lost like 45 hours of it yesterday.
I want to hear about your Fox take.
I have so many things to talk about.
Yeah. I want to hear about your Fox take. And I want to hear about your Pebble Beach take. I want to hear about your players take. And I want to hear about the winner take. I told you one of three guys is going to win it. Now I'll tell you who. Looking forward to it. Hey, the American Style Barbershop, the cultural icon of the early 19th century through the 1960s. For some reason, we got away. We went to salons and we decided to get perms and we decided to go that route and go to the same place that our wives and our girlfriends go and our daughters go. Now we're not. Now we're back. The craze is back. Looking forward to just getting your haircut like a man in a man style barbershop. Getting the old Tony Soprano poster up over there. Hey, go do yourself a favor, guys. Treat yourself. Your lady's going to notice the difference. You're going to look great. You're going to smell great. The straight razor shave. It's at Roosters. Don't forget about groomsmen specials going on right now. You know, at Roosters right now, groomsmen, father of the grooms, the groom himself, the father of the groomsmen, they have great specials. The grooms and the father of the groom can get stuff done free if you have enough groomsmen. It's really cool. Pelham Road in Greenville, Roosters, MGC.com, 884-8920. Go by and see our good friends at Roosters, MGC.com. Segment two is Zach Orr right after this.
I'm installing that cabin air filter you got.
Oh, thanks. The car smells like hot garbage.
No, I don't smell anything.
Well, your gym bag is a science project. That doesn't bother you.
Purelator Boss Premium Cabin Air Filter with Febreze Freshness?
Yep. It blocks odors while preventing mold and bacteria growth.
Odors from outside, not my workout gear.
I'll take what I can get.
Purelator Boss Premium Cabin Air Filters with Febreze Freshness. Available at Advance Auto Parts.
Triumph Soccer squares off with Lansing Saturday at 7 at Legacy Early College. Celebrate Father's Day in the 10th match of the season with family and ticket specials starting at $10. Tickets on sale at greenvilletriumph.com. Triumph Soccer. Go for the goals. Stay for the triumph.
The choice for custom meats has arrived in Clemson. Treat Dad for Father's Day with a steak from the Corner Butcher in Patrick Square. Hand-cut meats to his liking, ready to smother your grill and delight his palate. 654-2333, the Corner Butcher.
It's about time for Dad, which means your best bet for a watch is at Reed's Jewelers in the Haywood Mall. June is Watch Month at Reed's Jewelers, and all watches this month come with a gift with purchase. On top of that, Reed's has a number of in-store special offers this month, and you can enter win prizes. Reed's is known for the great selection of watches, from sporty to classic designs. You'll find the best watch selection at Reed's Jewelers in the Haywood Mall. See for yourself why so many shop Reed's in the Haywood Mall next to Bell.
this week at Party City. Turn up the heat on your summer with these great deals. It's time to enjoy that pool with buy one, get one 50% off giant pool inflatables. Or pick up solid color plastic table covers at just $2 for $1. And our 50-count 16-ounce party cups are buy two, get one free. That's right, buy two, get one free. Do your summer upright, only at Party City. Oh, it's on. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Have you ever dreamed of making money flipping houses? Did you know the average flip brings in $63,000 per deal? With numbers like that, it doesn't have to be a dream. With market pressure to create affordable housing, the time to buy, fix, and flip for profit has never been better. Over the past 10 years, Nick Vertucci has earned millions flipping houses using his proven flipping strategy. Nick has identified the Greenville area as a prime market to buy low and sell high. And now Nick is coming to teach a free 2-hour flipping workshop. So if you have questions, the Nick Vertucci Real Estate Academy has answers. Learn to find money-making flips and create cash partners to do your deals. Call 800-572-1806 now, and Nick will send you 4 VIP tickets and his house flipping 101 kit. So don't wait. Call 800-572-1806 for free VIP tickets and Nick's flipping kit. Call 800-572-1806. That's 800-572-1806 right now.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
The best way to kick off the day, the Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
You informed me during the break that we're going to butt heads all day, and you got an edge about you over there.
That is not what happened.
Yeah, it is what happened. What you told me was that I've got a feeling you're going to be wrong about everything all day long.
I did say that.
Right.
But you brought up, man, we're going to have a couple of knockdown dragouts today.
Yep.
And I said, no, buddy. No, yep. I'm just here for a good time. Not here for a long time. I'm just here for a good time.
This is going to be the North versus South, old versus young, millennial versus...
We know how the North versus South works out,
don't
we?
Oh, man, it's going to be bad.
Don't we?
We will not be speaking to each other at 9:01 today.
You're going to be like Grant through Richmond in here this morning, I'll tell you what.
You'll be calling Chris, and I'll be calling Meredith, and we'll be complaining about each other at 9:01 this morning.
Come on, man. Can
I believe...
Like
you believe what that jerk said on the radio this morning?
Who the idiot said? I hate him.
You know he doesn't believe that. He's just being a contrarian. But I do appreciate you throwing out the olive branch there with the song, that happy song, because it makes me. This
there
is my
ain't
relationship
no grave
right here.
Can hold my body down.
Play the most solemn music the rest of the show.
Yeah, it's gonna be a knockdown dragout.
No.
As you embarrass your family's name this morning.
Can you tell me
some of your takes?
Can you tell me about Canty Foundation?
I can. It's a foundation repair company right here in South Carolina. Started in Camden. They also have offices in Spartanburg now, and they love helping you for any of your foundation issues. They offer quality products, proven services, professional experience. They can permanently repair any foundation issue you may have. You can get a free quote by going to CantyCanFixIt.com. Cracks in exterior brick or mortar, interior cracks above doorways or windows, chimneys that are pulling away from your home, uneven or sloping floors, windows or doors that are jammed, bowing foundation walls, cracks in walls or drywalls, cracked or sunken concrete steps, walkways, driveways, so much more. Let them fix it at Canty. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Segment 2 with Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey. A lot of U.S. Open yesterday. I mean, the most I've watched a golf tournament since the Masters, to be completely honest with you, because it was just such a beautiful venue, such a beautiful place, and it was decent coverage with the Fox family of networks.
I thought they did okay.
I thought Joe Buck was perfectly fine. I thought the rest of the crew was bad.
Azinger's not likable, but I understand Azinger's a pretty charitable guy and does a lot for his church and a lot of help people out, so I can't jump him on that, but he's not a likable character. I like Brad Faxon. I think Faxon does a really good job. Local guy here with Furman.
Is Faxon the tall guy, blonde hair? Who was doing the cutaway interviews after the round?
Joe Clapp.
Joe Clapp, yeah.
Yeah, whoever that guy is. Never heard of that guy. But, and I'll be honest with you, I like Curtis Strange. Now, Curtis can't see anymore. And an on-course commentator needs to be able to see. Because several times yesterday he said, I can't tell if he's got driver three wood here, but guys, what is it? I was like, okay. And he's down the fairway, to be fair to him. I thought for the most part it was better. For some reason on my TV, and I'm sure it's only on my TV.
Naturally.
Fox has these glitches of sound, and it comes in and out, and it...
Or you get the sound of the club before the impact?
Yes, yeah. You get that. Mm. And also you get the where it goes from HD to non-HD, back and forth a couple of times in there. Mm. This is just on Fox 20, not on Fox Sports 1. So... Anyway,
the Tracer was good.
Tracer was very good. They do a lot with the technology stuff,
which is nice. I enjoyed a couple of those slow-mo shots from behind the ball. Yes. Seeing the moment of impact. That was great.
Didn't see any Holly Saunders yesterday. Did you see any of Holly Saunders?
No.
She's supposed to be on the coverage, and I didn't see her yesterday, which is a bad deal for golf fans.
That's completely accurate. Yesterday, of course, you mentioned it in the opening segment here. Justin Rose is your leader after round one with a 6-under par 65 yesterday. You got to love that if you're Justin Rose. Ricky Fowler, Xander, Luby Oosthuizen, and Aaron Wise nipping at his heels, T2 at 5-under apiece. I like the way Ricky hit the ball yesterday. I was a big fan of Ricky Fowler. Not as much of a fan of his haircut right now. It's tough to look at. But he had a great round of golf yesterday.
Yeah, sometimes you say, man, would you get dressed in the dark?
Mm-hmm.
Did he get his hair in the dark? What in the Sam Hill Carnation is that character thinking?
I have no idea. Xander Schauffele proving that golf is a very demanding game, but also a forgiving game as he hooks one into the rocks and ends up making an eagle on that par 5 yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is just fantastic. I'd love to hook one into the rocks and still hit 331
feet. That'd be nice.
That's just me. Anything else that stood out for you yesterday besides Rory McIlroy had a nice little round. He was 5-under at one point. Tiger Woods 1-under as he turns in a 70 yesterday. His striking not nearly good enough to compete after day one.
Ricky Fowler hit 18 greens.
Is that good?
Yes, that's very good. Of his, let me see what I'm saying this. He hit 14 out of 15 fairways, and he hit 15 out of 18 greens. No one struck the golf ball better than Ricky Fowler. Well, that was good to see. Can I give you a Justin Rose story really fast?
Please do.
I was playing golf this summer with Ben Martin's father-in-law. Nice guys. Father and father-in-law, as a matter of fact. We're in the same force. Nice those two can get along. I said, and they go on tour 5 to 6 times a year apiece. So all together, 10 or 12 times a year, they're out there with Ben Martin on the PGA Tour. And I was like, hey, you know what? Give me who's the good guys out there? You know, who are the guys you really like out there?
Yeah.
And or who's the best guy out there? And his father-in-law reminded me what I've heard from other people too. Justin Rose, really, really good guy. And he told this story that they're in the players' hospitality area eating, and Rose, he was by himself, and Rose said, "Hey, you mind if I sit here?" He said, "No." So they sat down, talked, whatever. They talked about the Olympics. It was right before, you know, he won the Olympics and all that. What it meant to him. And later, after the Olympics, he came to me and goes, "Hey, I remember, you know, meeting you a few months ago, whatever, you know, how you doing, how's been doing, that kind of stuff." So anyway, you hear it all the time. Justin Rose is a gentleman and very easy to pull for. Now, I know you don't like him because he's from England, but he's a gentleman.
Yeah, I'm staunch against anything that's the English, right?
Right.
Being of Irish descent.
Remember in...
Man, you mean to do root for the English? Goodness gracious.
Remember in Austin Powers where he says, man, what are you, you're wacky. What are you part of the show? He goes, no, actually, I'm English. but Justin Rose is a really, really good guy. I've asked, well, Larry Pendley informs me that Ricky Fowler's a really good guy. You know, when they played against him much when he was at Oklahoma State.
I know Ricky.
That's right. You and Ricky.
Good guy. I don't know him, obviously. I met him for a second. But in the time that I was around
him, he was
very small. He was very gracious with his time.
If you're on a plane with him this weekend, you pull him aside and go, hey, man, hey, great playing.
Uh-huh.
You know, like what you're doing and everything, but can we talk about your hair a little bit, bro?
I mean, can we get a cut? I know maybe you're doing it for a charity is what the texter is saying.
Here's 20 bucks. Here's 20 bucks. Go see if you can take care of that.
We're in the customs line in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And after getting off an overnight flight, nobody sleeps on those flights. He's tired, exhausted, standing there. He's trying to get in and out and be done with this.
Right.
And he's taking the time to sign golf balls for guys in line as they're passing him back and forth. And that he didn't have to do that.
Nice.
But he did.
Didn't have to do it. So that stuck out to me. So you love Pebble.
Mm-hmm.
You thought the coverage was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger did not play great. Tiger's ball striking was not great. His driving was great. He drove it very well. His
putting was phenomenal.
Putting was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
The iron game was as bad as I've ever seen his iron game.
It was missing short a good bit.
Yeah.
Which was peculiar.
Means he got up in what little wind there was and hit it either fat or thin an awful lot. Mm-hmm. It was not crisp strikes of the ball. Normally, his iron game is very, very good. Now, good news for him is that he got out at one under par. He's T28 right now, and he played in the afternoon, which should be the tougher ones. Now, the wind didn't blow, but the greens are going to be a little more bumpy. But I thought the greens were great yesterday. I didn't have any problem with seeing the ball bounce around a whole lot yesterday.
He goes off this morning, if I'm not mistaken.
He does. He does. And we'll give you some tee times a little bit later on. Do you want to know the three guys who are one of three? Now, I've narrowed it down to three.
I would assume the leader right now.
Yes, Justin Rose.
Why can Justin Rose?
Can and will win. Because he is an exquisite ball striker, and he's won a U.S. Open before. He's won an Olympics before. He's won, you know, big-time golf tournaments before. He won't be intimidated by this. And his ball striking is phenomenal right now.
I'm going to say the defending champion.
Brooks Koepka can win. You know the thing about Brooks Koepka? Is he didn't play very well yesterday.
No.
And his bad round was two under par, T16 right now.
Well, didn't he start off birdieing three of the first five? And I was like, here we go again.
Here we go. This guy never makes any mistakes.
This is the PGA again where he just runs away with it on Thursday.
He birdies four of the first six.
Oh, my gosh.
And then ran into some trouble and didn't play very well on the backside. That was not his best round. And that's how you win majors right there. When your bad round is T16. When your bad round is 69, and he just got it in the hole yesterday.
Do not count Tiger Woods out of this golf course. Right?
No, he's not out of it. He's not out of it. He needs a big day today, but he's not out of it.
His bad round was a 1-under 70 yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully that is the case. But that's not my third guy.
Who is it?
Francisco Molinari.
Ooh.
Francisco Molinari he hit 15 greens yesterday.
That was a really good group yesterday.
Yeah.
Him, yeah. Koepka, and then the amateur, Hovland or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Victor Hovland.
He was good.
He's a very good player.
He was very comfortable on that course.
Right. You see why I say Oklahoma State. You see why I love college golf. These guys can flat out play. Francisco Molinari, because the golf course showed you, boy, I hate being right all the time. It was exactly what we thought it would be. With no weather, it comes down, and the tiniest greens you'll ever see. Did you see my retweet about the greens? The fact that we had about the size of the greens?
No.
Let me find this for you.
No.
These are the smallest greens you'll see in major championship golf. They're just, did you notice that yesterday?
They were very tiny, yes.
Right. Let me get the exact retweet that I have here. Gil Hans, a golf course architect, noted that the greens are so small at Pebble Beach that the first 12 greens would fit inside the same space as the 5th and 13th double green at the Old Coast in St. Andrews. The first 12 greens are the size of the 5th and 12th hole, or 5th and 13th hole at the Old Coast in St. Andrews.
Wow.
Tiny, tiny, tiny greens, which means ball striking, ball striking, ball striking. You've got to, and because you run out of room, you really can't hit driver on one. You get away with less than driver at three, at four, at six, at eight, 11, 13,
yep,
14, 15, 16. Even you saw yesterday, man, 18 was playing like really, 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 really short. But so, driver's not the issue. And it's going to come down to the iron game. And I'm telling you, Molinari
iron game
is as good of a iron player as there is. So
you're telling me those are the only three guys that can win this tournament?
Not the only three.
Yeah, I think Rory's going to have something to say about it.
Rory's advantage of the driver is taken away from this golf course. He played well yesterday. Rory led the field in putting for a long time yesterday. Like, what?
Who?
He couldn't putt it in that bay yesterday. I mean, normally. But no, he putted it well yesterday. So Rory's got a chance. But and I told you Woodland and those guys, but those guys driving is not the advantage now. And it comes down, Martin Kaymer, no surprise, he's a great iron player. John Rahm's a great iron player. Sergio Garcia is a great iron player, 2 under par, T16. So we'll see if, like a Zach Johnson, even par, he's a great iron player. So we'll see about those iron players. I'll take Paul Casey, another really, really good iron player. Tiger Woods is a great iron player. He's got to get it going with the irons. But Louis Oosthuizen, remember I picked him yesterday? I told you why? Second shot golf course, leave ball below the hole. Putting is not the big deal. Driving's not the big deal. It's the iron play that's a big deal. So that's why you'll see, I think, Francisco Molinari being in major contention this week.
We saw a hole-in-one yesterday.
Yes, by perhaps the biggest jerk on the PGA Tour.
Is he?
Roy Sarpatini?
Is he a jerk?
Okay. Are you going to watch? You saw the replay of it?
I watched it, I mean, when it happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Go back and watch the replay of it.
Doesn't he just take his hat off and jump up and down?
He jumps up and down. His caddy, the other caddies high-five the caddy. And after all that, he looks around, and eventually the two guys he's playing with like go, all right, man, I'm going to go get this guy a high-five. Come here. All right. It's so long after the fact. Normally, like a good guy, man, you're out there like, hey, man, awesome. And like this guy, all right, yeah, pretty good, I guess. Now, there is no bigger jerk than Roy Sabatini. Ask Nick Faldo. Remember his wife wore the T-shirt that says keep up? Talking about Faldo in a slow play. And then I've heard from a lot of tour guys that there is no, like you'd say, and he won all those, remember he won all those Sports Illustrated, like who the one guy you wouldn't want to play with would be Sabatini?
God, I remember that.
Oh, man, the guy's a jerk. Plus, when I had more friends that played on the PGA Tour, you'd say, well, who, you know, without a doubt, man. You know, you ask anybody anything, you get a bunch of different answers. This guy, no, Roy Sabatini.
Dang, sorry to bring it up.
Oh, man.
I thought it was a cool moment. Bad dude.
Wish he would have signed the wrong scorecard. No, I wouldn't say that. But no, it's a great, great first day. And I can't believe you're not excited for rounds 2 through 4.
Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to it. It shouldn't be too much fun.
Man, it's going to be awesome. I enjoy segment 2. I noticed you didn't talk about Jordan Spieth, Brett Dutch, helping his caddy.
I was trying to be happy for a segment or two before you go off on your hate fest for Jordan Spieth.
I don't
understand. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's a good guy.
He's a clown is what he is.
Man, finally, the true feelings. Yeah, he's a clown.
I'm telling you, man. I've tried to like the guy. He's a clown's act, I'm telling you.
All right, well, we'll talk about it.
What a butt clown this guy is. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I'll get into Spieth stuff.
What hole was that he went off the edge?
Eight.
That was an interesting hole yesterday. That one was probably one of my favorites to watch yesterday.
Beautiful hole, yeah. Huh? You sit up on top of that cliff and you hit down on
the
next
best one. Second shot in golf, according to Jack Nicklaus. I heard that 4,000 times yesterday.
Yeah, they ran that in the ground a little bit. You know, one thing that was different is they moved a lot of the fairways. Shifted fairways by the mowing pattern. And shifted fairways a lot of times, like that one shifted farther right. And actually had to run. Like, normally the ball didn't run off into the beach there. But I thought it was different, man. I thought it was, you know, there was a lot of holes where you move the fairway over 5 yards or so, and your normal driving lines are a lot different. Anyway, good stuff there. Hey, TREHEL.com, Trail.com. Trail does things differently. And I just think back to several of the comments. Neil Workman, who won't let me call him Mr. Workman, makes me call him Neil. Mr. Workman says that when he rides by buildings on the way to work or sees other buildings, that he doesn't see the building that they built. He sees the relationship, saying, you know, we dealt with that one. And at that point in time, the present company, she was pregnant. And now I notice her daughter's, you know, is getting out of high school. I keep up with them. They're still good friends of ours. Or man, that guy, he was having some health issues, and just got in touch with him the other day, the president of that company over there. And he's doing great now. He thinks about the relationships rather than the building itself. That says an awful lot about him. One time Will Huss told me, if they don't exceed your expectations, they have failed. The stuff that I keep going back to, someone else told me a thing about Trail one time that says that we will never use anybody other than Trail ever again. We've been burned, and it won't happen to anybody else ever again. So this little things that you learn and hear and you put back into your mind and just remember about these people. These are all great things that you can say about them. It's TREHEL.com. They don't build single family homes, water treatments, or dams. They build everything else, and they'd love to talk to you about the better building process and this delivery method that just works to the tune of 85% of annual volume repeat clients. Think about Trail. TREHEL.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Some Jordan Spieth clown talk right after this.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a two-piece dinner combo for just $5.55. Or bring a friend and get two for $10. Each combo includes a leg and a thigh, a biscuit, a fixin', and a legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Get summer ready at Gold's Gym with our hottest offer of the year. That's right. Start your fitness journey today with zero enrollment and no contract. Gold's Gym has everything you need to get ready for summer, including group exercise and boot camp classes, personal training, and more. Visit goldsgym.com/summer to learn more. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Commitment may be required. Other restrictions may apply. Hurry in. Offer ends this Sunday, June 16th.
The deals are scorching at George Coleman Ford this month, where you can get in a new 2019 Escape S with power equipment and seat plus amenities, MSRP $25,100. George Coleman priced at just $18,999 plus tax and tag. In business for nearly 90 years, there are never any added or hidden fees at George Coleman Ford. Drive away in a new 2019 Escape S today.
Must finance through Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through July 1st.
Graceland Portable Buildings of Pickens is committed to providing high-quality buildings at a great deal, offering buildings for any need, utility sheds for storage, workshops, cabins with front porches, even large garage buildings with roll-up doors. Manufactured to last, Graceland's buildings come with warranties, free delivery, free setup, and the best rent-to-own program in the business. Visit the sales lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens or call 864-898-9569.
Your old gas yard tools have met their match.
Right now, the Home Depot has Father's Day savings on the Ego 56-volt cordless trimmer and blower combo kit. Just $249. It has the performance of gas without the hassle. It's two powerful tools powered by a 56-volt lithium-ion battery platform. And right now, it's at a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing with the Ego trimmer and blower combo. Just $249, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
The Mickey Flyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody get to work.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down.
That song is a a tribute to our former relationship, our former friendship that Zach Orr and I had after this segment. By the way, Lakeside Lodge, I like game day, lake day, any day about Lakeside Lodge. I like this idea. I rode by it night before last. Came back in town, just want to check things out, and rode by it. And it looked absolutely amazing. Just how fast these things are growing and going up. The condo tell, I like this idea that I'm going to get paid money whenever I'm not using it and whenever they're renting it out. That's nice. This place is going to be like one of the epicenters of Clemson now, with the restaurant and the bar and the big tailgating field and the amphitheater and that big, huge pool that Hot Springs and Jim Riggs and Matt Riggs and the guys are building. Man, it's going to be awesome. The patio is going to be great. This is where you're going to want to be. And these amenities are just amazing. You're going to have the best when it comes to these amenities. You're going to have the best when it comes to this idea of getting paid. You're going to have a hotel service. So it's not like when a lot of times when you go on vacation, like we go, well, we still got to do the sheets before we leave. No, not here. You're going to love it. You're going to love this close-knit community that they have there. It's our great friends at Lakeside Lodge. To find out more, lakesidelodgeclemson.com. They want you to come out and see the property. When you go, you'll say, like, man, this is a massive place. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.
Massive.com.
I was in Walmart the other day. And I was telling the story to my cousin. Because, in Ireland, I told you this story. They got like a butcher shop, vegetable stand. They go to like five different stores to get their meals, right?
Mm-hmm.
We walk into Walmart, he's like, you got all this under one roof? I can't believe it. You can get your hair cut here? You get your tires changed? Who gets their tires changed while they go get their eye doctor? This place is massive. This is a great place, isn't it? We had a great relationship, isn't it? We did. Not anymore.
You're really upset about this. We haven't even talked about it yet.
You are going to hate me. I cringe. I almost don't want to talk about it because you're going to get this mad at me.
I'm fine. We're good here.
No, you said you're going to take up for the guy. Yesterday, eighth hole, tee box. He gets a bad break. Jordan Spieth hit a ball. A little too far right. He's got an iron off the tee. Hit it a little too far right. He got a hot bounce, and it trickled.
He was in the fairway.
He was, but he hit it too far right and too far, and it trickled into the hazard. Comes out, drops in the drop area, 176 yards, I think, away, and has a downhill shot, downhill, downwind, whatever it might be. And if you notice, a bunch of guys went long on the second shot at 8. Do you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't just Jordan Spieth. And after that shot, what
Rose
he says,
went long as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Everybody. I'm not everybody. A lot of guys went long on 8. It's a downhill shot. And, the marine cover, air, and humidity, whatever. A lot of guys went long there.
Marine cover, humidity.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of factors in there. And,
the salt content of the water.
No, I thought about you the other day.
What?
Oh, I thought about you. Can I just quickly get off subject?
Sure.
I'm riding down the road, Sunday going to the beach, and I'm listening to the pre-race. And Rusty Wallace, who I did not like as a driver, but I really like as a commentator.
Okay.
Says, Rusty, give me the the keys to victory today in the Michigan Motor Speedway. And he says, man, this track right now is green with all the rain. They're going to take in the first 20 laps, they're going to take a competition pit stop and check the tires and see how things go. But the team that will win this race with the team that continues to make adjustments, because this racetrack changes all day long. And your wedge and your springs and your tires and your tire pressures all day long, you got to keep your thumb on this thing. And it's a strategy race. And the team that can adjust and the driver that can adjust to how this track changes. And I'm thinking, man, this is the most complicated sport there is out there. And then I thought about you saying, you don't think I could turn left? I thought about you. Anyway. So he makes double bogey on it.
He does.
And after his shot flew the green, first of all, when he hit it, he knew he hit it too far. As soon as it's off the club face, if you noticed, he does the knee bend, which means I hit it too far. And he says, soft, hit soft. Because guess what? He talks to his golf ball.
I think a lot of people do that, don't they?
Yeah, but not like this guy. Not only that, but talks to Mike, leans on Mike. What do you got? 133 to the front, 142 center, hole 148, 172 over. What's the wind coming out of the left, Michael? Was it downhill a little bit? Okay, well, you like seven, like little six, like little seven, big six. Okay, you got it, man. We got it, dude.
So he's trying to be prepared for the golf shot.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right, I got it. So he crunches this ball. He hits it right dead in the screws. And I love it when someone tweeted on the no laying up stuff that you love, that guy said, he hadn't hit an iron shot in the center of the club face all year. You know, he's one of the worst iron players this year on the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
So that Michael gave him one more club because he hadn't hit it in the center of the club face all year long. He wasn't expecting him to actually flush one. But anyway, he at first he doesn't have the guts to turn around and say it in his face. So he kind of mumbles it out, but then decides, I'm going to jump my caddy's butt, and says, two perfect shots, Michael, and you put me in the water and you put me over the green. Typical. We get on number 17, and he hits one left of the hole. That's drawing, going from, for those on, going from right to left, and it hits on a little slope over there, but it hits up in the rough where there's all kinds of grass. Who knows what kind of bounce he's going to get? The guy expects every one of his bounces to bounce exactly the way he wants it to bounce, and when it doesn't, the guy complains. And so then he goes in this diatribe, is that the right word I'm looking for?
Diatribe, yeah.
Yeah. Of, oh, how do you get that bounce? Going over there left-hand side, and it's got to kick left. So probably because you drew it, you idiot. The guy never gets any kind of a break ever. I feel bad for the guy, man. His whole life is one big bad break. And as a texter said, Spieth's favorite line, quote, you got to be kidding me, unquote. And the texter asks, why does every shot blow his mind? It's like, oh, I hit that perfect, and it didn't go in the hole. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Your fault, Michael. Man, this guy is absolutely a clown. Blaming everything in the world. It's every bounce. It's every win. It's every mud ball. Oh, there's another mud ball, Michael. Nobody else. When guys hit mud balls on the PGA Tour, every once in a while, man, like every once in a while, you'll hear, oh, mud ball, man, whatever. But or they don't say anything. They say the ball obviously has got mud on it, whatever. And it curves to the opposite direction you thought it might. Whatever. With this one, he's got to announce to the world, oh, mud ball. Mud ball, Michael. One yard from perfect, Michael. You gave me the wrong yardage, Michael. You put me in the water. You put me over the green. You got to be kidding me. Look at that bounce. This guy's a clown. Everything's everybody else's fault. He's never hit a bad shot, by the way. How about when he jerks it 40 yards on the very first hole, hits an iron off, and he hits it 40 yards left. You gave me the wrong line, Michael.
He didn't say that.
That bounce, Michael.
He didn't say that on one.
No, he didn't. But my gosh, man.
Are you familiar with Michael Collins, the ESPN caddy?
Yes,
the guy,
I like him.
Caddy on the tour.
Yeah.
Someone asked him, is this a common occurrence on the tour? He said, very.
Sure.
He said it's very common occurrence. The rule normally is left or right is the player's fault. Long or short is the caddy's fault. But he did clear this up. What was the biggest thing that nobody talked about yesterday is that Michael tried to give him a club less on 8 when he was hitting his drop shot. try to give him a club less.
And he blamed it on him.
And he still blamed it on him.
You put me over the green.
Yeah, so that
Michael wanted him hit less club, and it's still Michael's fault.
100% I concede that to you.
What's he supposed to do? Go break the 7-iron?
Now, there was you had tweeted it out and got your fan base all riled up yesterday.
Not my fan base.
They follow you, so
Michael's fan base. I'm taking up for Michael.
Fan base yesterday.
Yeah,
and they said they also asked Michael Collins on Twitter yesterday, "What would your response have been if the player said that to you?"
Oh, I know. Let me guess. Yes, sir. You're right. You're exactly right. It's my fault, buddy. Good shot. My fault.
Not one word. We're in the middle of the round of a major championship. Getting my player back on the horse is all I'd be concerned with.
Right.
Talking back to him about the shots would not be helpful.
No, it would not. And you don't say a word about it.
Yeah. I think we made too big of a deal of this.
No, we don't. And we're not making a big enough deal about it. His body language on every shot is like, I can't believe that ball didn't go in. I can't, like, former college basketball coach sent me a text right now and said, mentally soft. When you're always blaming everybody else for something that you did, mentally soft, man. It's always something else. It never goes his way. Have you ever thought about maybe he's not quite as good as he once was? Any idea of maybe, you know what, dude? Maybe you're not as good as you think you are.
He had a meteoric rise to start his career.
Right.
And there's a chance that it fell off a little bit.
As I told you that it would years ago. Your fault, Zach. We got to take a break right now. Your fault, Zach. You're taking me to a break right now.
No, it's my bad, guys.
I want to keep talking. You're taking me to a break. Hour number two right after this.